listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You know those headlines that make you stop scrolling and actually read an article? I'm Mike Rogers. Those are the kinds of stories I'm diving into on my podcast, Something Offbeat, like the caterpillar infestation in Maine that had us rethinking our relationship with insects.
We were talking about a time 300 million years ago, if you can imagine, there was a dragonfly. It had a 2-foot wingspan.
Just search for Something Offbeat in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, thank you oh so much to super producer and host, Dave Shepard, and thank you so much to everybody listening all across North America. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. It's simple. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. It's been an amazing, historical Friday afternoon, Friday evening, and I'm going to be here with you for the next several hours to get you closer to Saturday morning. The NBA has done something which is absolutely out of the box. Bill Russell, his number 6, has been retired. We know if we take a look at the NBA, or excuse me, Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has done a tremendous job in honoring the legacy of number 42. That is Jackie Robinson. And so Bill Russell, the number 6, is pretty much in that same ilk as it's currently retired. You think about the biggest names who will be grandfathered into that situation, LeBron James. You can also go ahead and look at someone like, and he's not LeBron James, not by any stretch of the imagination, it's Kristaps Porzingis. And so it's not just a matter of let's build a patch, let's throw a logo on. This is something that will continue on really throughout the entire season. Magic Johnson, unfortunately, after the passing of Bill Russell, he said very simply, the NBA needs to retire the number. And I would have been fine if they did not. I would have been fine if they did. But they're moving in that direction. No one will wear the number 6 again. And I can't complain. Not at all. Yeah, Shep, I want to get your thoughts on this. This is new for the NBA. 75, 76 years old is not that long. We're going to have people who hear the sound of my voice who remember it vividly. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not a long time.
Oh, of course not. But this decision, as we've alluded to, JR, is long overdue. The way, JR, you know this a lot better than I do because you've been doing this nationally for 3 years. You've been doing The Fan and Atlanta and YouTube channel for forever. So I'm not saying anything you don't know. But we've gone in a direction in sports where so much of it is predicated on negativity and entitlement.
That's right.
And being coddled and just being narrow-minded and, for lack of a better term, JR, selfish. Kevin Durant is one of the top 3 or 4 players in the entire world. And he has hogged the basketball headlines these past 2 months because he can't make up his damn mind about what he wants, or at least publicly he wants to throw the Nets organization, specifically Sean Marks, Steve Nash, under the bus. It is the antithesis of what Bill Russell was, which is you do your job to the best of the ability, you handle everything behind closed doors and in the locker room, and by the way, JR, he did this while being the hero of Jackie Robinson, while being a confidant of Martin Luther King Jr., excuse me, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and then you look at the athletes we have today and how they're going against the individuals that they wanted to coach their franchise in the first place, and they have $198 million contracts, and they have not set foot on the court to represent a second of that contract, and they're still wanting everything changed in their direction and their vision. It's just amazing where we have gone in sports, and so it's so fitting and couldn't be more appropriate that the NBA is deciding to retire number six, but there needs to be more done, JR. A lot more done.
Absolutely. And when you talk about more being done, it might not come until the next iteration of the collective bargaining agreement, which will basically be two seasons from now. But we know this to be fact. If you buy a ticket to an NBA game, if you spend your hard-earned money to go see one of the top players in the world perform, depending on that team, depending on the time of year, depending on injuries, you got nothing. You're left holding the bags. Are you paying money confidently to see LeBron James play? Are you paying money confidently to go ahead and see Kyrie Irving play? Are you paying money to see, I don't know, Anthony Davis? Well, good luck. Let's go to the guard position. Sure, guard. James Harden. Yeah. Everybody will show up when it's time to make money. Kyrie Irving playing on the last year of his contract. James Harden just re-upped on his contract but has a one-year out. Basically a one-year deal plus one. If he doesn't perform, he's gone. Everybody will tell you up and down and up and down that they're about the team, that they are about doing what moves the team closer to a championship. But, hey, at the same time, we have a lot of individuals who are about themselves first. My talent trumps the team. My talent will get us closer to a title than everybody else here. It's kind of weird. This is an interesting situation. If we go ahead and take a look at right now, this season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady is back. Tom Brady is ready to play ball. But Tom Brady right now has been excused. Tom Brady will be gone for weeks. Personal reasons. Tom Brady will not be throwing the rock away with the Buccaneers. And we heard all of the rumors. Oh my God, the Miami Dolphins want Tom Brady to join the squad in 2019. Oh my God, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want Tom Brady to join a team as an owner only a few months ago. What is that? That desire has disappeared? It's gone? Are we supposed to ignore the fact that an NFL franchise is, and I don't want to say, I guess I can say tampered, because that's why they got punished. But an NFL team has taken the position of, they ain't got nothing to do with me. They can make money, but we're still going to make billions of dollars, so who cares? You look at the NBA. It's nice, at least for right now, this moment, this second. Ethics matter. Integrity matters. Saying that we don't want to highlight this individual for the rest of the season because of their lack of commitment to the team, it matters. Damn it, the NBA, that money means a whole hell of a lot more. We don't hear so much about a Sylvia Fowles. All the time we hear about a Taurasi. Why is that? The WNBA is a beautiful game. It's basketball. Are you going to sit down and watch? Are you going to appreciate what you're looking at? Or are you going to look for the Russell Westbrook dunk? Are you going to look for the Giannis Antetokounmpo block? There's so much that's going on. But you got to give credit where credit is due. Bill Russell, number 6, is retired. And it means oh so much to every individual outside of the NBA or even the WNBA. Jeff is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, first-time caller. Just trying to get some clarification. Bill Russell's number 6 has been retired. Effective when?
It's going to be retired effective now. No one will ever be able to pick it up outside of being grandfathered in.
Well, I mean, if they're wanting to respect Bill Russell, they don't need to keep the grandfathered in numbers still in place, in my opinion.
They're going to
honor Bill Russell, but they're still going to allow these other people to keep the number until they retire.
Yes,
I don't agree with that.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. It's very few individuals who still wear the number. And one of the individuals who wear the number is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, someone who also has never been afraid to speak up. It's LeBron James. He's wearing number 6.
I understand that. But if they're going to give a total respect to Bill Russell, they should make the retirement immediate.
Oh, well, listen. Well, Jeff, here's the situation. What month are we in right now? August, right?
Right.
You know that, Jeff. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. There's no basketball right now. Bill Russell, unfortunately, passed away 2 weeks ago. And so to go ahead and strip the number off of everyone, I don't think it's a matter of disrespect. To grandfather it in, I think is absolutely appropriate. LeBron James is the biggest name and the biggest individual to wear that number. I can go ahead and think back to the number 42. Jackie Robinson obviously wore number 42. And if I have to go back and think about Jackie, one of the last individuals to wear number 42 was Mariano Rivera of the New York Yankees. Classy. In every single respect of what he did. If you wanted to think about someone to wear the number 42 on the way out the door, it was Mariano Rivera. Nobody woke up and snatched it off his back after he retired, when no one else was left. It was just him. And so to look at LeBron James and his career, and there are a lot of individuals who do not like LeBron James for what he has talked about and his issues and matters of equality with his sons and his family and his business. And that's fine. No one can say that LeBron James has never stood up, been an advocate for equality. And I don't think it takes away from anything having to do with Bill Russell to allow people who currently have that number to finish out their careers with it. Nothing. Zip. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, thank you for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, how do I follow Shep's very erudite, perspicacious analysis? But here's the problem, and I'm torn with this. It's the idea that we talk about superstars being babies, but yet we need those superstars to become the champions that we want our teams to be. We don't have a superstar in a bona fide superstar in Detroit and whatsoever in any sport. We're never going to be a champion because we don't have those superstars and people surrounding them to make them who they are. So we need superstars, but yet I'm torn that because they're like babies. And like Shep said, you know, they whine, they want all this money, and they don't want to step on the court or the field. But yet, arguably, we need them, even though they're crybabies. It's a contradiction. I just don't know what to think, Chair.
So, let's be real here.
Yes.
How many of those players, how many of those individuals in the world of professional sports have that influence? How many of those individuals have that pull? It's slim, far, and few in between.
Right. Right.
And,
totally
and
right.
I mean, that's my point. It's, listen, we can be upset at, oh my God, this guy wants to go here, and that guy wants to go there. And it's true. It's a complete pain in the ass. How many athletes in the grand scheme of things have that chance or have that opportunity? And I must tell you, that element of sports, of professional sports, it's about to be corrected. There's no owner who wants to be bullied by someone. In the case of Kevin Durant, I just gave you $10 million in your contract, and you're sitting down at a table with me telling me that you want out. That ain't fair. That ain't fair to Josiah. And so it will be corrected. At the same time, Kevin Durant and every other individual in the world of professional sports, they're looking out for themselves. Because let's be real, who's looking out for them? Nobody. I want to use you. I want to play you. I'm going to put you out on the court. I'm going to put you out on the field. I want to get the most that I can get out of you. And then I want to shut things up. I want to shut you up. Clarence, calling from Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, you're still the favorite.
Oh, thank you.
I want to talk about the late, great Bill Russell.
And yes.
Make you proud to be a black man, the way the NBA honor him. I'm so proud of him. I don't know what to do. I'm putting for joy. And thanks for taking my call.
Oh, that's it? You don't have anything else to say, Clarence? Oh, well, damn.
You wanted to leave on a high note, JR.
Shut up. What the hell did he just say to me?
He just said as a black man, I believe Clarence is black.
Yeah.
He said that he makes him incredibly proud to identify with that specific race, and it was a very, very well said and articulate and succinct. And Clarence, we know, can be succinct about his words with you. And he also led with, "You are still number one."
Damn.
Yes.
That was an interesting call, and I will gladly take it.
Yes.
I mean, I ain't complaining. Why not? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's not so much about the NBA or the NFL. This is rather interesting. We have another great who right now is MIA. His name is Tom Brady. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So we learned that the NBA, across the board, will be retiring the number six. The number six, yes, the number six of Jackie, or not Jackie, that's 42 in Major League Baseball, and the number six of Bill Russell. But I'll tell you this, we're still in a space in professional sports right now where we have games going on. Yeah, it might be summer. It might be the dog days of summer. That's why I'm looking at Bill Russell and I'm like, damn, Jackie Robinson, 42-6 is not the same thing. We have NFL teams that are getting ready to play. We have NFL teams that are in the preseason mode right now. NFL teams that are getting ready to start their regular season tonight. This is so crazy to me. The Baltimore Ravens and the Tennessee Titans. We had the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. And everybody wants to play kind of patty cake as to who will play, who will not play. Lamar Jackson, he didn't play tonight for the Baltimore Ravens. And then, damn it, if I think about the New England Patriots and the Giants, we didn't see Mac Jones. This is still a team that's, I don't want to say correct me if I'm wrong, but this is still a team that's post-Tom Brady. That's PTB. Mac Jones had an amazing year last year, at least for a rookie. He was the best rookie quarterback in the entire NFL. And now he has Matt Patricia on board, helping to lead the offense, unofficial title of offensive coordinator. You have Joe Judge, who came over from the New York Giants. And then you have the biggest man who runs the whole joint from top to bottom. You have Bill Belichick. And so tonight, I'll tell you this, not that the score really matters. Due to a field goal, the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots 23-21. Hey, Shep, I got a question for you, man. You ready for this?
I believe so.
You believe so. Bailey Zapp. If Bailey Zapp walked by you in the street, would you know who he is?
Oh, man. No, I couldn't tell. I could tell you more about what was the wrestler's name last night?
The wrestler's name?
Yeah, the finished bronze in the Olympics in like the last Olympics,
and he's Kyle Jatt or something. Kyle Drake.
Yes. Good call, Drake. Yes. I know more about him than I do the gentleman you just mentioned.
I want to say Kenyon Drake, but I know he's a running back.
He's a running back.
Yeah, he's more famous than this gentleman, Kyle Drake.
Yes.
It's a hard knock life. And if you want to make your bones, if you want to make your money, this is the time of year that you have to go out and do so. And so, yes, sure. The New York Giants beat the Patriots 23-21. Daniel Jones played. Tyrod Taylor played. Yes, Tyrod Taylor. I feel like the last time we really saw him in any action was before he got a needle to the ribs, allowing Justin Herbert to go out there and snatch up the job. This is the funky part about preseason football. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's for the coaching staff to see who will round out the end of that 53-man roster. Who will actually be a part of the team moving forward? Who the hell cares who the third-string quarterback is? Not me. And everything is so secretive. The New England Patriots have been secretive forever. Who's going to play? Who's going to start? Who will be injured? Who's on the PUP? Not like we don't know. It's not like Bill Belichick is all cuddly and warm and welcoming. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And now we have only three preseason games, and that's fine. Because for four preseason games, who the hell was watching anything? It's all background noise. It's crazy to think about this. We are about a month away. Still, we are about 4 weeks away from legitimately watching NFL football. Not people competing for a job. Not individuals fighting and clawing and scratching. We're about a week away from watching the best of the best. And it's tough getting through this period because everything is background noise. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John, he is calling from Ann Arbor out in Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, JR, what's up? Yes. I wanted to talk about the Tom Brady situation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was wondering why is the big to-do about him taking a week off? If he told somebody or not, he's the GOAT. I tell you what, he'll be starting first game.
Well,
what do you think, JR?
Well, that's been reported. And thank you, John, for calling from Ann Arbor. Anyone who is not familiar, Tom Brady has been away from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for several days now. Tom Brady just had a birthday. God bless him. 45 years old. Good for him. We see and know that he's one of the greatest of all time. That goes without saying. But it's been extended here in spring training. Tom Brady has been able to take a couple of days off. Tom Brady, as of right now, is not just missing from the Buccaneers because of his birthday. He's missing due to, quote-unquote, personal reasons. Tom Brady is not with the Buccaneers. Their new head coach, Todd Bowles, had a chance and an opportunity to talk about this, and he did. But Todd Bowles doesn't seem all that concerned. He does not seem worried. Todd Bowles spoke to the media, and he explained the absence of Tom Brady. Take a listen.
Tom has been excused today. He will be taken anywhere. He'll be back sometime around after Tennessee. He's going to deal with some personal things. This is something we talked about before training camp started. We allotted this time because he wanted to get in and get chemistry with the guys and go through 2 weeks of training camp, knowing he wasn't going to play the first two games. He didn't want to take away reps from Blaine and Kyle and as well as Griff as far as going into these next two games, and it's something he needs to handle. We trust him. We talked about it. It was scheduled way before training camp, and he will not be here until after Tennessee.
Oh, well, damn. I guess that's what happens when you have won, I don't know, 7 championships? When you're one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? What are we supposed to do? Are people supposed to be up in arms about Tom Brady missing action? Are we supposed to be up in arms about Tom Brady not participating with the Buccaneers? What is he going to do? He is 45 years old. It ain't none of my business why he ain't playing. Personal reasons. Not injury. Personal reasons. So what does that mean? His arm is sore? Does that mean he's tired? Does that mean he wants to allow other players to get the repetitions? Oh yeah, that's fine, obviously. When you're the best at what you do, when you've had more success than anybody at what you do, you can afford to take some time off. And so Tom Brady, obviously, this is pretty much the last stand here with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He has a chance. He has an opportunity. And we've heard it. The Miami Dolphins are like, please, Tom Brady, please come here. Tua Tagovailoa can lie through his teeth all he wants. Oh, well, they tried to get Tom Brady in 2019. Listen, man, if they wanted Tom Brady in 2019, what makes you think that they don't want Tom Brady in 2022, someone who still is walking around and running around in the MVP conversation, why wouldn't they want him? If you're a Buccaneers fan, I ain't sweating this. This is still best case scenario. let's be real. Do you want Tom Brady throwing the football in a preseason game for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Or do you want Tom Brady throwing the football when the games actually matter? Game 1, 2, and 3. It's simple. What the hell are you going to wear him out for? And the games don't matter. It's that simple. A freak athlete. A hell of a success in Tom Brady. He can take off as much time as he wants. He's not damaging the team. He's not damaging the locker room and its chemistry. From all indications, everyone who has ever opened up their mouth has talked about how great of a teammate Tom Brady is. Well, at 45 years old, you carry your weight. You do what's best for the team. And in a couple of weeks, Tom Brady will show up and he'll do his job. And his job typically means moving you towards a Super Bowl. Everybody in equipped for that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man. It's tough when you think about all these legends. We talked about Bill Russell having his number 6 retired, the first NBA player to have his number retired flat period across the board in the game. And then on the NFL side, as we continue to like start winding up towards the actual games, the New England Patriots, they took on the New York Giants, and it's not that it matters, they lost 23-21. You know who didn't play? Almost every first stringer. And then Mac Jones, he wasn't out there. And so everybody is anxiously waiting for Bill Belichick and his team to start making a move. Tom Brady is long gone at this point. And this is the part that sucks, even for the New England Patriots. James White, dual threat, wide receiver, running back, etc. He decided to call it quits. He spoke to the media less than 24 hours ago. He spoke to the media on Thursday, and he talked about stepping away. I mean, and he also talked about having the most important touchdown in the team's history.
James White is set behind Brady. Second and goal to go from the 2. Toss sweep right for James White. Tucks it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
One more ring.
James White. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
My apologies to all of my friends here with me in Atlanta. They didn't want to hear that. But James White stepped away. Tom Brady is now obviously in Tampa Bay, at least for this season. You have Mac Jones, who had an amazing year last year as a rookie quarterback. He performed better than anybody else did from a rookie position on the field. He didn't play tonight. Bill Belichick is playing those games. Bill Belichick is trying to hide Mac Jones. He doesn't want anybody to find any adjustments. He doesn't want anybody to have any film. He doesn't want him out there. Everything that he would need to see was during practice. But Mac Jones, of course Mac Jones, he wants to play, right? Any competitor wants to play. And not everybody is confident in Mac Jones. This is what he had to say earlier this week about the naysayers.
I'm going to figure it out. I always have, and I always will. And at the end of the day, you're going to have your ups and downs with anything new. But I've learned a lot of different systems, and the guys around me have too. And we know what football looks like. We know what a good play looks like. And the schematics behind it, it's not just the result. It's the process of how it looks. Run play, hat on a hat, pass protection, hat on a hat. And then the guys getting open, which they've done. It just needs to be more consistent. And we all trust in each other at the end of the day. When I walk on the field and there's 10 people that look into my eyes, I know that they're going to trust me to do the right thing on game day.
Do you trust your teammates? Do you trust the coaches? And I put plural emphasis on coaches. Do you trust the organization? I already told you that Mac Jones had the best year, the best season that a rookie quarterback had in 2021. 22 touchdowns, 13 INTs, almost 3,800 yards passing. That's not too shabby for a guy who played never really in the NFL. The Patriots went 10-7, and so are they going to do better this upcoming season? Oh, man, I don't know about that. I'd venture to say no. It's a quarterback league. You will only go as far as your quarterback takes you. Mac Jones is still learning. And good for him. He doesn't have the same situation as Justin Fields in Chicago, where it's just like, who? Who are these guys? And oh, by the way, yeah, Mac Jones has the greatest coach of all time in Bill Belichick. And there will be people who will dispute that, especially knowing that he coached Tom Brady. Well, Tom Brady did not have to build the system. Tom Brady did not have to go out there and lay the foundation. Tom Brady did not have to go out and build the culture of the New England Patriots. Tom Brady just showed up and he went to work. Good for him. It's called a team for a reason. Belichick and Brady. And now Belichick will try to do the same with Jones. Sounds real dirty to say. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's up, JR? Nola in the house. I just want to speak about the psychology. Long-time listener, first-time caller, by the way. But you have a young man, a very young man, that stepped into the shadow of the greatest that ever played the game. He's wearing the same colors, same coach. I think he might be under more pressure than any of us can possibly fathom. If he's even mildly successful, we should give him kudos because, I mean, what Tom Brady has done, and I grew up in Tampa. I live in New Orleans, so I'm kind of torn here. But just thinking about what this young man must be under, the pressure, man, it's like being the next singer of Journey. You know what I mean?
okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
Like, don't stop. Don't stop believing.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, like the guy's probably really, really like at a crossroads as far as like his ability, and then the pressure to duplicate a Picasso. It's got to be a lot for the guy. So if he's even slightly successful, he takes him to the playoffs, he wins a couple games, give the guy some credit.
What are you saying? He deserves a contract extension at that point?
No, not at all.
Okay. Okay.
What I'm saying, what I'm saying is he's got a coach who coached the greatest of all time. You know, the way that all that time flowed, everything happened in succession. And yeah, I watched that game when Bledsoe got hurt, I don't know statistics. I don't know the names of every player and every team, but I can talk about the mentality of a young man. And he's what, JR, 22, 23? He's younger than that, right?
What are you talking about, Mac Jones? And
correct.
Yeah, correct, yes.
And, man, this weight must be very heavy to carry. So I think we need to look at him and give him a chance. And also, you know, Belichick, arguably the greatest coach since Lombardi.
Oh.
He must be talent, a lot, you know.
Talent wins all. And thank you so much, Daniel, for calling from Louisiana. I appreciate you. You can have a name. You can have a national champion. You can have someone who goes out and wins it all. When you get to the NFL, everything is basically, it's moot. It's 0-0. What are you going to take from college? What are you going to translate over into the pros? And how is that going to translate over into success? It's not easy, not by any stretch of the imagination. And this is the awful thing for Bill Belichick. He's going to get whooped in the court of public opinion. People can take a look at Tom Brady, and what folks will remember is that he left and that Tom Brady won a championship with the Buccaneers. That Tom Brady left the New England Patriots and he had success with these Buccaneers. And so here we have him moving into the last year of his contract. Tom Brady could disappear tomorrow. He could disappear at the end of the season. He could disappear mid-season, and we know that ain't going to happen. We got to give him a break. Let's put it this way. What would the Bucs be doing without him? Losing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important. Give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, Mike Valeni for Cash the Ticket podcast. If you like sports betting or if you just like sports, it's the podcast for you. We try to cover all the big games and maybe some of the games you didn't even know were important. Give you some angles, pick some winners, have a good time, and hopefully help you meander through college and pro football season. So join us a couple times a week to get all your information you need to bet the games that you watch. It's Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Alanis Morissette.
When it first started, I would have my nightly panic attacks, but then I started getting really curious about all the sensations. Like, I just really started looking at, okay, okay, so chest is, I got really kind of granular in observing the details of what was really going on with the breath. It's just survival strategy. Chronic stress is trauma.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening 2-Hour National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.